I do my best, but my best wasn't good enough.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were puffing and taking those punches.
Quality BLC Productions.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Spontaneous one, as we like to bring you at least one daily show. Pardon the feedback as we're jumping into the live stream the way that you should be doing, hitting the thumbs up, and I am just checking in on all the chatters in the comment section. Shout out to Ronald Jenkins. Who else we got? Silver something. Wayne always there, my number one stalker. And we're here.
Shout out Bayside Boxing too. He's always in the chat.
Well, if you see him, shout out. So we're here to talk Manny Pacquiao and what's going on. I'll read it to you directly from his verified Instagram. Manny Pacquiao says, congratulations and good luck to Top Rank and ESPN on your 7-year partnership agreement. I know both of you have been very busy finalizing the deal. However, I have not received the U.S. rights payment for my July 15th fight against Lucas Matisse that was broadcast on ESPN+. Therefore, I am initiating legal proceedings against Top Rank and all other parties based on the non-payment and attempt to restrict my future fights. Thank you. Wow. So here we are thinking that Aram and Manny had at least a business relationship after Manny decided to move forward with Pacquiao Promotions, but something's up. This is what we're going to be talking about. If you're interested, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Don't forget you can call in at 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And as you heard, who's on the panel with me today, let's jump out to Mike.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What's good, TBB family? We back with another one. Manny Pacquiao. Said he ain't got paid yet from Bob Arum. Wow. But we know Bob Arum has a history with fighters going back to Oscar De La Hoya, had a ruling against him. Floyd Mayweather bought out his contract. Mikey Garcia had a dispute with him. And now Manny Pacquiao has had the same kind of thing. So I'm going to pause it right there. And I got to give a big shout out to my guy, Ron G, for helping me with all that information. He's like the little mad scientist brains of the operation. Yeah, kind of not, sort of not really, but I'm going to pass it out to my guy, Ron. I mean, Rob. NMB, man.
The thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dylan White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce, you can all have me company for a thrill. Whoever else is in America too, all of it.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Back with another one. Mike, Nez, how you doing? A little bit late and rushed there, sorry about that. But Manny Pacquiao. On IG, telling the world you're going to take Top Rank to court over, I think it's payment from his last fight. So, let's talk about it.
Man, you guys are like just so low energy today. Yeah, What's going on?
I was going to say the same thing.
We got a big week going on.
And I think
we got a big week.
But I mean, you know what? The problem is I'm tired of discussing Manny Pacquiao news and it just being that. Talk to me about a fight, bro. Talk to me about something big. Like, I don't care that, you know, you're late paying Matisse, and I don't care the Top Rank is late paying you.
Well, this could be a block for a potential fight because Manny Pacquiao said in his post that they are trying to block his future American fight. So if he fights Amir Khan, then that probably would have to land on the zone. It probably the partnership with ESPN and Bob Arum to me is officially over. And like I said previously, Bob Arum has a history of doing not these kind of doing these kind of things in this kind of way to fighters dating back to Oscar De La Hoya. So I'm just, it's not surprising that it happened, but it is kind of
Mike, what do you mean dealing with these fighters in these kind of ways? For the casual fan that just started following boxing, what the fuck are you talking about, Rubik's Cube?
Well, let's go back to Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar had a ruling against Bob Arum. I forget what year it was, but shout out to my guy, Ron G. Pretty much disputing that his contract become null and void.
You know what else isn't surprising?
Over what grounds?
I mean, it's not saying the grounds that it was, but I mean, it's a dispute with a fighter. It could have been a date, a fight, or money. I mean, one of the three. That's pretty much what comes up when these promoters and fighters have a dispute. One that I know a fact for is Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd's thing was he felt he wasn't being properly promoted. That couldn't have been Oscar's fault because. I mean, Oscar's issue, because remember, Floyd was always like kind of mad that Oscar was the one that Bob was promoting.
Floyd had a issue with Arum because he tried to get him to fight in August of some year, but Floyd had injured his hand against Zab Judah and he wouldn't be ready. So they had a dispute on that. And Floyd had a provision in his contract to where he could buy out Bob Arum for like $750,000. Which is kind of odd because the payday that Bob Arum was going to give Floyd was like $8 million. So I would expect a higher buyout, but I could be wrong.
So what's happening here, Rob?
This is all from from ESPN Plus having the streaming rights for the Matisse fight. And he's saying he's still waiting on the payment for that. And that it
do
was
believe him, because I'm gonna be honest here, just for shits and giggles, I don't even believe he wrote this post.
I mean, definitely not. Somebody wrote it for him, but I mean, it probably was his thoughts and his sentiments, though. I mean, if a guy haven't got paid, shit, I'll be pissed too. About you, Rob, shit. If you don't get paid for a job that you do,
yeah, I mean, you know. So I mean, if I read it, I mean it's quite the way he opens it up and everything is Manny Pacquiao's official Instagram. Congratulations and good luck to at Top Rank Boxing and ESPN on your 7-year partnership agreement. I know both of you have been very busy finalizing the deal. However, I have not received the US rights payment for my July 15th fight against Lucas Matisse. That was broadcast on ESPN Plus. Therefore, I am initiating legal proceedings against Top Rank and all other parties based on the non-payment and attempt to restrict my future rights. Thank you.
That was so like politician-like because the way he came out was like, you know, you guys are doing a fantastic job over there, but you guys are not paying me, man. Like it was just so senator, politician, Manny Pacquiao. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes you wonder, does, you know, Top Rank already know of this law? Is he literally taken to Instagram to thank you? You're doing a great job. You know, I know you've been busy, but by the way, you and the world are now finding out that I'm taking you to court. So it's a little, but as always,
what he wanted, I think. I mean, I don't think you do anything like this if you don't want all the bloggers and the videographers and the YouTubers and the, you know, Dan Rayfields of the world to report on it.
Now we have to take into consideration that there were like rumors that Manny Pacquiao still owe Bob some kind of money. I don't know how, but I have heard that rumor. So maybe Bob is keeping his TV rights as payment on his debt. Could that be possible?
I mean, maybe, but you think.
But you would assume that as a lawyer, where his background stems from, he would at least send some sort of email to the other party saying, hey, due to negligence on your part on behalf of paying a, you know, existing debt, your payment has been forfeited for payment or repayment. But
as a lawyer, you're smarter than that. Why waste the money? Let him come out and say he didn't get paid. Let him file the court proceedings. You got the bag. You know what I'm saying? You got the bag. Manny got to come get it from you. And then when it plays out in court, it may come up in a document or two that, hey, you still owe Ty Brink some kind of money from your previous fights that we fronted you for.
And, you know, among reports that Manny Pacquiao owes $20 million to the tax man, maybe he's doing this to try and speed things along a little bit. Maybe the tax man's coming knocking, you know, and he needs that money coming in. I mean, I don't know how much the streaming rights for the Matisse fight would be, but I don't think it's going to be covering that kind of, you know, $20 million or something.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, but look, at least.
Hey, Wayne, real quick to Wayne in the chat, man. Just because you have a thought, and I have a thought that's kind of similar, doesn't mean that I'm stealing from you, bro. It just means that you're maybe smart, maybe.
And it don't mean you're right either.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could be totally wrong. I could be wrong about Manny Pacquiao being in debt. Absolutely.
That means Wayne might be wrong. But guess
okay.
What?
Okay.
Guess what we do know? $1 million man, fast car ready, like the post. And among reports that he said, let me get the kind of quote, but there's a high.
Why you get that quote? I'm going to shout out my guy, Ron G. He helped me out with the Oscar story. Oscar said he wants another $15 million to fight WBC champion Shane Mosley for a second time. Aaron was willing to guarantee only $10 million for the proposed January 20 fight in Las Vegas. That dispute apparently led De La Hoya to seek a terminate of their contract, which led to a lawsuit, and a company prepared a statement. So that's what happened with the Oscar De La Hoya story for all the casuals who are just joining on. And if you're just joining on, smash that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Go ahead, Rob.
No, just he said in the post-fight press conference of the Amir Khan Vargas fight that there was a strong possibility that he will be working with Manny Pacquiao regardless whether they make the Amir Khan fight or not. So, you know, or just a little extra thing on there that, you know, Eddie's doing his little liking.
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to cause any issues, right? I mean, if Bob has some sort of ties to Manny Pacquiao's U.S. rights, DAZN is a U.S. streaming app. Is Eddie just going to pick up Pacquiao solely for Sky?
If he's on, I don't know whether that, yeah, because as it stands, DAZN get the UK fights and Sky get the DAZN Matchroom USA fights. So if he's
How does he have his rights when he's his own promotional company? That's my question.
Well, the thing is, he used ESPN Plus to stream the Lucas Matisse fight. So obviously they haven't paid him, so something's going on. Uh-oh.
It could have been like AJ's thing. Do we have Bob coming in?
Nah, he said. He said you're free to talk. He said Tuesday. What's today? Jeez, that's like a week.
Monday.
From then.
Tomorrow's Tuesday, bro.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought it was a Wednesday, man. I'm ready to go to freaking Vegas.
You'll be gone. It was with fucking Wednesday. You'll be already out in the sunlight or whatever.
Damn, Nez. He's like, uh-oh. Your text message alert went off, and I was like.
But maybe he was on a one fight deal with ESPN Plus. They could have just bought the rights for that fight. Period.
True. That's also true. That's we've been seeing a lot of that go around lately as well. You know, one fight deals, two fight deals. So you're absolutely right. But the issue is, you know, we don't know any of that.
We really don't know shit. But besides what Manny Pacquiao put out.
Fine print, man. And it's like I said, I'm not. There's no energy because it's like we've been reporting on Pacquiao like news and not fights for so long, you know. Even after and before Matisse, right? It's just like it's been, you know, like no one really cared about Horn, and then the controversy happened, which made it linger longer, but no one really cared about Matisse. That's why we haven't spoken of it. And now it's being brought up by him because he hasn't been paid. But like Pacquiao is
nobody cared about Vargas either.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's quickly fading. Well, I think at least on Vargas, he was still with Top Rank. So was Vargas. I think they made the best that they could out of it. And it was a Top Rank promotion. So
it was pay per view too, though.
Yeah. But it at least did well, you know?
I mean, didn't he also drop the, wasn't there? Didn't he do a post and it was all, oh, we're going to get Manny Pacquiao, Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's all a little.
It's just been that, like little keep me relevant news is what I like to call it. Like, this is, hey, talk about me, you know, but there's really nothing to talk about. You know, not substance that boxing fans want. This is political mumbo jumbo here.
Well, in the article, they did bring up a potential fight with Amir Khan. Is that a fight that moves the needle for anybody? I mean, I would like to see it. I mean, it'd probably be bigger in the UK, but in my personal opinion, I think it would be a good fight. Speed versus speed, but we know one guy has power, another guy has a chin made out of rice, so.
I don't know. I see Amir Khan no different than Chris Algieri versus Pacquiao. You know what I mean? It's like, how long is Pacquiao going to be, you know, like on the outside from this speed? Eventually, he's going to see that these punches don't hurt, and he's just going to fucking jump in and land his shot.
No, but Amir's always done the same thing. Backs out of after a combo with his hands down and his chin in the air, then eventually he gets timed. But I mean, while we're on Amir Khan, you know, I think he's kind of damaging, you know, this comeback, because it was all, you know, it's all going to point to Cal Brook, you know, and then Pacquiao's name sort of comes around, you know, Amir's holding his ground saying 147 or I'm not fighting Brook. Well, Brooks come out and said, I'll make 147 then. Let's do it. And then after the fight, you know, Amir Khan saying, I want Pac-Man. That's my number one choice. I want Pacquiao. So, you know.
So, Ness, you're saying that this Pacquiao stuff does not interest you at all unless he's fighting somebody of some kind of caliber? I mean, the guy's almost 40, if not 40 already. I think he's like 38 or something like that, because he's younger than Floyd by a couple of years. Right.
You and I are not from, like, we totally different. You have
absolutely
ass Care Bear heart, you know? I'm not
Care Bear heart. Man, it's boxing, though, brother. Like, the more boxing matches that we have, it's like better for 40, the sport, right?
40, and you want your fans to worry about the fact that you're 40, well, then maybe you shouldn't be fighting.
But we all know, like, why he's fighting, though. Like, don't sit here and like and pretend like you don't know.
You're saying we have to really care. Now we have to care that he's fighting because he needs to pay taxes. So
No. So what I'm saying is, how long do the boxing public and the general public care about Manny Pacquiao? Because right now there's still some kind of steam behind him. We all watched the Matisse fight. We all watched the Horn fight, and we all watched the Vargas fight.
Talking, you know, it's never going to get difficult for him. You know, he could easily come back in an Amir Khan fight because there's low risk. Will he come back in an Errol Spence fight or a Sean Porter fight or a Danny Garcia fight or a Terrence Crawford fight? You know,
no.
is because you guys are making it easy on him, saying, yeah, Amir Khan, that's a good fight. He's fast. It'll be
they're
fun.
They're going to do it regardless, fast. Though.
That's perfect, though. Instead of saying Amir Khan hasn't done anything to deserve that fight, I don't want to see that fight. We know what the outcome is going to be. No, yeah, Amir Khan might have a shot because he's fast. Somehow Pacquiao won't touch him for 12 rounds is what you guys are saying.
Matisse touched him the last minute of a round. I mean, shit. That's good. I mean, well, we just seen Pacquiao beat Matisse, but that was a totally different Matisse. But all I'm saying is this right here. Pacquiao is at the end of the road. We all know why he's in the sport. So if you don't like who he's fighting, don't support it. Simple as that. But us being a boxing channel that's covered boxing, we are obligated to report on this kind of news and kind of fights.
We reporting, but we're not obligated to lie and say that Amir Khan Manny Pacquiao will be a good match.
I didn't say it would be. I said it would be a big match, big names, big match. Rob, back me up, Rob. You know it, Rob.
It ain't big if it ain't good.
Rob, you absolutely know this, Rob. Back in Birmingham, he fought who? A Vargas, and it was sold out. The highest ratings ever on Sky Sports. Come on, man.
Yeah, look, if Manny Pacquiao came over the pond, came over here and got it on with Amir Khan, it would be huge here. It'd be a massive fight. But does the world care? I don't know. I think this is, again, a fight that, yeah, we would have liked to have seen this, what, 5-6 years ago? Something like that. Absolutely.
I never wanted to see it because I never drank the Khan Kool-Aid.
Well, all right, but plenty of people did, you know. Maybe
Khan was the only point in his entire career where he was like in the green was right after the Maidana win, and even that was highly controversial. There was a point deduction for an elbow that never landed, and there was consistent breaking up of inside fighting from Joe Cortez, and he saved Khan in the 10th round, but he at least beat Maidana. But that's it.
Let's go ahead and be serious, bro. It's like every time we bring up a UK fighter, man, it's like you don't have no love for him, bro. No love for him at all.
So it's a UK thing and not.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Let me ask you something. So since it's a UK thing, name an American fighter that has 3 knockout losses that I root for.
Give me a second.
If Mike said it, I'm just waiting for Mike. Mike said it, not me.
3 knockout losses that you root for.
I don't, bro. Even Rosado, who anybody.
I was going to say that, but he a dog, though. Like he's not one of those.
Could at least try and say that, yo, you root for Rosado, but Rosado hasn't been knocked out 3 times. Not knocked out. Yeah. Come on, man. Like,
you guys, that's a good point.
With this kind,
good point.
But yeah, if Pacquiao got, but I think Eddie Hearn said a Pacquiao fight would be different. The kind of money that Pacquiao is demanding, it would maybe want someone from outside coming in with some kind of investment as well, because he's spoken to Pacquiao, obviously, but. Like I say, he's talking of potential, there's a strong or high possibility that he's going to be working with Manny Pacquiao outside of a Khan fight or outside of a Brook fight. Because there's been talk of, well, if Khan doesn't want Brook, maybe Brook jumps in and gets the Khan fight, But I don't know. But, all this is just, like you say, if Manny wasn't still trying to get those paydays, we wouldn't even be talking about it right now because he should have just sailed off and been the prime minister or the president or whatever it is of the Philippines. And we wouldn't need to talk about Manny Pacquiao again, but he still wants to fight. And now he's in the news because he's dropped this on his Instagram. And here we are.
I got a guy that you root for that doesn't have 3 losses, but has 2 KO losses. You ready? Luis Collazo.
That I root for that doesn't.
Here we go.
All right. First of all, he doesn't have 3 like Khan. Okay.
I started my statement that said.
I know. But here's an even better one. Let's look at Luis Collazo's last two fights and let's look at Khan's last two fights. Let's look at their performances.
You pushing the goalpost back, baby. Stop pushing the goalpost. Yes, you are. You changed the whole question.
No, I'm not. I'm showing you. Even though Khan beat Luis Collazo, Khan is still coddled. Luis Collazo has come back the hard way versus tougher opponents, and Khan has not.
And anyway, Mike, you've changed the rules because Nez is three strikes and you're out.
Yeah, I was three knockouts. You went and chose someone with two knockouts.
I started my statement by saying that. I was just trying to find somebody.
Keep looking.
Let's see what how do callers feel about the subject about Manny Pacquiao. Are they still want to watch? Are they done with him?
Only listeners, no callers, no one's pressed one. If you want to press one, go ahead and do so, and we'll jump out to you. You know the number, call in 1-425-569-5241. Press one time. The voice of your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. You could also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype by downloading the Skype app on both Android and on iPhone. You know, I was supposed to go to Big Baby's today. He was there at 3 o'clock. I was going to go.
Why didn't you go? Oh, yeah.
I had other shit to do, man. We're coming down to the wire. You know, September 14th and 15th, we got two big shows to put on. We're going to be doing a double show on Friday, the weigh-in for Canelo Triple G right outside the T-Mobile Arena. We're going to be a couple of feet away at Beer House. So we'll be doing a pre-weigh-in show and then a post-weigh-in show to get your reactions on what you've seen at the weigh-in. Then, obviously, we'll be doing a pre-fight show Saturday. So, yeah, it's just a lot, man, a lot to do. I'm going to have to one of these nights, break nights, to transfer all these sound bites into my other computer.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! I'm ready!
I'm going to be
and okay. For all you AJ protectors and AJ fans, we have AJ's media call coming up very, very soon on the channel.
Did you speak to him?
Yeah, I spoke to him, but man, it was like they gave everybody like one question, then they went to the next person, but y'all know me. If you don't tell me to stop, I ain't going to stop. So I got like three or four of them off.
Oh, you know yeah, I hope one of those was mine.
I tried to get the one in about the
don't tell about me the accent okay. About coming over here.
I did.
That's all I wanted right there, because he be running from the U.S. punk ass.
Nah, come on, man. Pretty cool guy.
Are you off your tits? Have you been smoking something?
Oh, he's a pretty cool guy because he answered your question now.
Nah, bro, he's always been a cool guy.
Oh, man.
I always say this, bro. Anthony Joshua versus against anybody else, I'm picking. Just not against Wilder. Just not against Wilder. Sorry. Here we go, man. With the little sound bites and shit. Oh, my God. I love this guy. So funny.
Yeah.
Should be like a comedian. The comedian voice, like a whole nother channel finesse. The comedian voice.
Well, that wasn't even me with the sound bite. See, that was actually Rob going in on you.
Okay.
We're about to this sponsors, and then we'll get to some callers. Rob, you got something?
No, I was going to say I'm going to have to clip the little start of Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on. When we do some Crawford talking or something.
Hell yeah.
You got, I can't wait till I get my soundboard. I'm getting my shit this week for real. So it's over.
Also, I was going to say, all the people, for when I say, and Eddie Hearn said, I've even got my own soundbite to hit myself up with.
Look, Eddie Hearn can say all what he likes. Who gives a shit what Eddie Hearn says? It's garbage.
All right, so, I just report what Eddie Hearn says. I don't just,
That's like when I say I'm not biased, Rob. No one believes you.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Yo, Wayne in the chat tomorrow. That's always hating on AJ on the low. Doggy, you always hating on me, very obviously. Let's go out to T in Toronto, Canada. What up? What up?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all living?
What's up, man? How the six are looking right now, man? How's the weather?
Vegas or what?
I don't know. I might. You talking about the Canelo fight?
Yeah.
shit. I don't know, man.
I hear you, man. It ain't that sexy anymore.
If I can make it, I'm going to come through, though.
Yeah. For sure.
But if I can make it, I'll come through.
Listen, man, don't waste it. If you wasn't planning on it, don't even waste your time, right? Because I think Wild is supposed to happen in November or December, so whatever.
It's a fact. It's a fact. All right, what y'all want me to touch on today, man? Y'all been talking about a few things.
Well, we're really just talking about this Pacquiao situation. He's basically saying he's going to sue Top Rank. They haven't paid him for the U.S. rights to stream the fight on the ESPN Plus app. The Lucas Matisse versus Manny Pacquiao fight.
And also, does Pacquiao still move the needle for you? Are you still interested or entertained with Pacquiao fights?
I'm going to address the Top Rank one first. This is what the third fighter that has an issue, a third big time fighter that had an issue with Top Rank. De La Hoya had an issue with him, Mayweather had an issue with him. And now it's Manny Pacquiao. So the proof is in the pudding. This is consistent across the board. So there's something that Top Rank is doing that's fishy or underhanded or whatever to benefit Bob Arum. I just hope it don't happen to Terrence Crawford coming down the line, because he is an upper echelon fighter who can generate a lot of money and does deserve to get paid for producing good fights and side fights for the fans. So I hope they don't fuck him over. In terms of watching Manny Pacquiao, I always enjoy watching Manny Pacquiao fight. There's nobody who boxes quite like Manny Pacquiao. He's got a style of his own. He gives everybody problems, and I've never seen a Manny Pacquiao fight that was boring to me. So if somebody in there willing to mix it up with him and trade and get their shit knocked off, I'm going to watch it. Because Pacquiao can still crack, can still move, he's still sharp. Until he fall off all the way, I'll still watch Manny Pacquiao.
Well, T, thanks for calling in, my friend. Let me jump out to New Jersey Zone, our boomeranger, the ringer.
The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now, hold up. Let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that...
TB motherfucking V. Shout out to T from Toronto. I ain't heard from the homie in a minute. But, yo, this is typical Bob Arum at his finest. You got to remember, with Muhammad Ali, for those of you old enough or erudite enough, or those of us that are learned enough to know this, Bob Arum's been doing this shit forever. He weaseled his way in on the Thrill in Manila deal, him and Don King. He weaseled his way on it. You know, he's a very good attorney. He know them contracts. And so, even when Muhammad Ali, the Muhammad Ali law was established because of the shit that Top Rank do. When Muhammad Ali, God bless his soul, was being whored out because he needed the money at the end of his career. And they kept extending the contract instead of allowing him to buy himself out. The rule was that after 7 years, if you can observe a financial discrepancy in the promoter or whoever the manager is not going for the highest value, since they're taking a portion of the money anyway, if they didn't take the highest deal that was available at every single option, you get to break the contract after a certain period of time and, of course, some financial compensation. That shit was created because of what the fuck Bob Arum do. Facts. So what these nerds go up online and look it up. I've been living long enough to fucking know that. Plus, I read it up. So fighters like, Tim Bradley, and I think Bud Crawford is going down that road. They're humble dudes, and I almost want use that word like on the edge, because they'll take what's there because they'll say, yo, it's money I never had anyway. And it's almost a hustler's mentality. It's a humble mentality. It's a street mentality. It's a certain mentality where you say, yo, if I ain't never had it anyway, I'll take, whatever it is, because it's more than the risk I would take to earn that kind of money. But when you're talking about dollar for dollar and maximizing your earning potential and searching and optimization and royalties, and look how Pacquiao's scrapping now because he found out. Like, it's been like this. Why the fuck we think he lost to who? Timothy Bradley. He wanted out of his contract. He was trying to make another move. Now, this part might be speculation, but it's obvious if you understand the fight game. He wanted out of his contract, trying to make another move up. He ain't going to move so fast, at least not without this belt. You owe me another fight or two, come back and get this money. So, I mean, this is no surprise. And fortunately, Manny Pacquiao waited till he's at this point in his career to wise up and try to establish some sort of wedge between him and those type of business practices. Because you can't fuck with Bob Arum and make him respect. He's the Birdman of boxing.
Okay. He's Birdman.
Man, see what I'm saying?
Keeping all the money, huh?
Fucking rubbing his head. Birdman of boxing, Mike.
I definitely feel you. One thing that I'm always a proponent of is these fighters going out and like following that Mayweather blueprint about being your own promoter. I always wish Crawford was his own promoter. I think he's getting to the point where he's big enough to be his own promoter. But what do I know?
About that, I think at the moment he needs a machine about it.
I mean, I agree he might need a machine, but I think that he could have made a better decision. Like, I never understood why fighters don't do the whole football route. Like, they go free agents. They let the world know they're free, and then they let the phone calls come in. I never understood that. Like, what's wrong with at least entertaining or listening to other offers?
I mean, that's kind of what Al got going on, but he just tied to a network now. But most of his guys are free agents. They're not, they don't have a promoter, or they're not signed to like a, that, it's that loyalty factor that we all know. So I feel like fighters should pretty much wise up, man. Like, don't leave money on the table when it's pretty much free money.
All I know is we know now why that Wilder Fury fight ain't get announced. We needed them Fox pay-per-view dates.
Exactly.
We know now why when I was in that hotel room, they kept saying something big is coming. 4-year deal. We'll see. I just wish that it was one entity, man. You know, just one entity, one talent pool that you could just pull from. You know, all the Taylors in one pool, all the Joshuas in one pool, all the Wilders, all the Crawfords, all the Spencers, one gigantic pool.
And if that happened, then most of the fans wouldn't look at a loss how we look at a loss now, because they'll always be fighting top competition. So a loss wouldn't mean what it means now. The UFC does it great, but I don't like the way that they treat their fighters by not paying them. So I think that. Go ahead.
Don't forget to hit the thumbs up. It helps with the visibility of the show. You can do that future, present, past. And subscribe right here to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. We're on the hunt for that 85,000 plus. We're going to be coming back with some other live shows. We got some other live hot button topics to get to. Right now we're at 84,556. So we need a couple, like 140 or something like that, 140 something to get to that 85K. So be a part of that. Tell a friend to tell a friend so that they can be a part of that. Head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice and become a member of the family. Help support TBV financially. Because guess what? Look, tomorrow I can easily go see Jarrod Hurt. I was on the phone with him. It's a go. I just got to get there by 4. Which means I have to leave by like 11 a.m. because it's a 4-hour and some change ride from New Jersey to Washington, D.C.
And for all of our hardcore fans.
I wish you lived around here.
I'll come visit.
This is my car, by the way, driving down the road.
To all of our hardcore fans, go over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice.com. And tonight is Monday, so you guys know what that means.
Untitled
at 7 o'clock.
If you haven't already put your question in for tonight's episode of Untitled, head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice and check out our Untitled Topics and Questions post. Put down your topic or question in the comment section to have it discussed on tonight's show, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, live only on Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. I'm your host, Nestor. You guys find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO.
Guys, on about free agents, Ken Porter was in on the show last night. So if you haven't caught that out, he kind of was telling us, you know, Sean's free to go to any network, any promoter, any work anywhere if he wants to. But, you know, Nestor's saying, you know, you're not crossing out. You're not leaving out. But
yo, did your favorite Twitter guy quote tweet that? Like Ken Porter says he's a free agent and that he's open to conversations with Eddie?
It was something along those lines. Yeah, he shared a couple of pieces of that and then I put the link in there. That's why I was kind of saying you're going to trim it down so people can go straight find it. But, you know, yes, yeah, so head over to Boxing Voice. Check that out. Really good interview.
Absolutely. That will be trimmed down here shortly for you guys, and it will be a probably about a 30-minute clip. So I'll have that out with the Anthony Joshua media call within the next hour or two.
How are you going to do a 30-minute clip of an hour and something interview?
I mean, how long was Kenny Porter on there? An hour?
Yeah. Over an hour, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give him the whole hour then, right?
He was a little bit, you know, feeling some kind of way. You know, he started off like, you don't know what it takes. You don't know what it's like. I said, well, explain it then. He's like, I
couldn't explain it. I can't.
And then talked for another hour where he probably could have.
You feel me?
Good. He broke a lot of stuff down.
I'll check it out.
Maybe not know. Yeah, so check that out. Yeah, follow me, Instagram, Twitter, UK Rob TBV.
And Mike, you all good over there? You done? You gave your
answer? Yeah, my dog came in, man. Damn, dog bad as hell. But follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. Thank you guys for tuning in, and hopefully we'll be back with another one. Another one. Another one, like Khaled.
Peace.